We are joined now on the Revolution Hotline by the voice of the Arkansas Travelers and, or as RJ calls him, my sidekick, Phil Elson. He never says that while you're around.
What's up, Phil?
Yeah, he says every once in a while he'll say nice things about me on our broadcast. I guess on the buzz it's the other way around.
No, I'm just kidding. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. You know, you're going to be bummed out next year when the Cubs don't play the Astros at all.
That's right. They're moving to the AL West.
That's right. So, I mean, that's going to be what? But 7 or 8, maybe 9 fewer wins for the Cubs next year?
Hey, you know what they need to do? They need to try to preserve some sort of tradition there, and they need to make them, for sure, I would think when they play Interleague, they could have a matchup a couple of times.
They might be able to. The word tradition with you know, moving a team that's been in the National League for 50 years to the American League,
Yeah, that seems silly to have that conversation, I guess, or put that in the same sentence. But
that's right. That's right. But that's a done deal. So what are you going
to
do?
I haven't talked to you since the new arrival. Congratulations on the new addition to the Elson home. I didn't actually realize that young Gabriel had arrived.
Yes, it was 5 weeks. Actually, it was almost 6 weeks ago that Gabriel was born. Yeah, 6 weeks ago Thursday. And he's doing great. Yeah, we were a little quieter about it than when Sadie was born. But it's really exciting times, and Gabriel is just a beautiful little boy, and we're having fun.
So are you going to push him towards being a professional baseball player or being a broadcaster?
Well, I think I'm probably going to see if he might like to, you know, take over the broadcast booth when I'm done with it. And we'll just pass on the tradition, I think.
That'd be fantastic.
The name Elson, there is actually a Hall of Fame Major League broadcaster with my last name. No relation, unfortunately, but mm-hmm. Bob Elson was the voice of the White Sox for years and years, and you know, maybe Gabriel can carry that tradition along. I'm still trying to make sure that he's going to be a left-hander, though, you know, so he can have a much longer career as a major league reliever than he should.
Or maybe he'll end up at first base. I've heard of people trying to convert their lefties into righties, but never vice versa. So, yeah, that's smart, I guess.
Yeah, man. I mean, come on. A lot of the great hitters in major league history are lefties.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. If you're a lefty, I was talking with Trav's manager, Mike Micucci, about this yesterday. If you're a left-hander who can throw a slider where you want to throw it, you can be Jesse Orozco and pitch until you're 48. And make millions of dollars, $1 million at a time, and face one batter a night.
When's the last time you heard Jesse Orozco's name? Chris is like, who? He missed the good old days with Jesse Orozco on
Chris,
the mound.
You'll recognize Jesse Orozco. He threw the last pitch of the 1986 World Series with the New York Mets. He threw his glove up in the air, and the celebration started at Shea Stadium. You've seen the highlight, I'm sure.
I guarantee you Pat Bradley remembers his name.
Yes, I'm sure he does. Pat Bradley probably remembers everything about that series.
Yeah. Mookie Wilson, Roger Clemens, there were a lot of players in there. Oh, and some guy named Buckner.
Heard of that. Heard of him.
For sure. Well, we were talking about the All-Star games, and I certainly want to get to what the Travs are up to this week. I know they're at home through the 4th of July, but All-Star rosters are now locked in, and a lot of former Travelers are playing, including one that is no longer the Angels organization, but Mike Napoli, no surprise.
Yeah, no surprise. I mean, Nap has done very well. It also shows how popular he is because he was voted in by the fans. I think he's hitting .238, but still with an incredible amount of power and doing a good job handling that pitching staff. It's interesting when you look at the 2005 Traveler Club, which I think has been the most talented team that's been here during the Angel years. A battery from that team is on the American League All-Star team right now, Jared Weaver and Mike Napoli, and they were teammates and battery mates for, I would imagine, all of Weaver's 8 starts with the Travs that year, and so that's really cool that he'll be, you know, I assume Weaver will be pitching to Napoli at some point in the All-Star game as well.
Yeah, and Weaver and C.J. Wilson, speaking of, you know, we got one guy going to the Rangers, one guy coming from the Rangers, but C.J. Wilson for the Angels, his second All-Star selection, and then Mike Trout, that's the other big story we were talking about earlier, and Mark Trumbo both on the reserve list. And for Trout, pretty quick transition, I guess, huh?
It's amazing. I was talking with Todd Takayoshi about it yesterday. He's the Angels roving hitting instructor, and he's coached all of the young Angels for the last 7 or 8 years as the roving hitting coach. And we were kind of talking about Mike Trout. How do you go from Texas League All-Star to Major League All-Star in the course of 12 months? it's, I mean, we, a lot of us who watched him up close last year, I wouldn't say that we are necessarily very surprised by how well Mike is doing in the major leagues, but I don't think anybody expected him to be an all-star 2 months into his major league career. And let's remember that he was in AAA all of April. So that's the other thing about the other two all-stars for the Angels that you mentioned, Trout and Mark Trumbo. Neither of them had starting jobs on opening day. Trumbo, they were putting him at third base just to try to get his bat in the lineup. Now he's turned into the everyday right fielder, part-time DH. So both Trout and Trumbo go from not even having starting jobs to being all-star reserves. And we should find out today if Trumbo is going to take part in the home run derby for the American League. Robinson Cano is the captain for the AL, and he gets to choose. And I think he'd be remiss if he didn't pick Mark Trumbo, who's hit, I want to say, something like 13 or 14 home runs his last 32 games. So he should be a shoo-in for it.
Phil Elson joining us in the Zone on the Revolution Hotline. And, Phil, I was looking at the number of all-star selections, and Ortiz with 8. Very impressive. But that's the most of any player in the all-star game, other than Derek Jeter, who is making his 13th appearance. And I'm not sure how much longer he's going to go, but when you look at the number of all-star appearances versus all the other guys, I think there are a few guys in there with 7, but the gap there between him and the second most and David Ortiz is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and you're seeing a lot of the, I don't know if the right term to use, but the young Turks, you know, kind of coming up through the last few years and turning into the leading stars in Major League Baseball, guys like Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder. And now, I mean, Bryce Harper, it's interesting. You look at the National League final vote. You're going to have Chipper Jones and a couple other guys going up against Bryce Harper. So you have one Hall of Famer on his way out in his last season in Chipper. A guy like Bryce Harper, 20 years old, coming in with this incredible amount of hype around him. And he's lived up to the hype somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
You see guys like Trout and Harper coming up at the same time, opposite leagues, they're the same age. They don't necessarily have exactly the same tools, but they do a lot of the same things. They hit for power, they can run, good outfielders, and they're really energizing the fan base, not just of the Nationals or the Angels, but all of baseball. And that's going to make this game steady and stable for a long time, because this is the kind of thing that happened in the 50s when you had Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle come up at the same time. It's separate leagues. It's rare that something like this happens. But when it does happen, you've got to open your arms and just enjoy it to see talent like that. And to me, it just means the game of baseball is in good hands.
So we haven't seen, or I guess we haven't talked, rather, the last few days about A.J. Burnett, but certainly what he's accomplishing in Pittsburgh after what was a horrific start. I guess it was an eye socket he broke and he was practicing his bunting, and that put him out for a while, put him a little behind schedule. But certainly he's caught up and then some with the performance he's had in recent weeks.
He has, and I think I don't know exactly his numbers offhand, but you have to take his ERA, if it's a little higher than you'd think for someone who's doing as well as A.J. is, and just take it with a grain of salt, because in one appearance he'll have 12 earned runs. So that really will destroy your ERA for a while. He's been consistent, and the Pirates have had chances to win every game he's pitched in. And that's been the problem for A.J. throughout his career, is the consistency, the ability to put together 4 or 5 good performances in a row. And I think being in Pittsburgh and away from the spotlight of New York City and the expectations that get heaped on anybody that plays for the Yankees, from the fans, from the media, and from the ownership, to go to a place in Pittsburgh where the expectations obviously are a little bit low, and the city is just glowing with a team that's 7 games over 500, or maybe 6 games over 500 now, and to have a veteran like A.J. Burnett help lead a team like that is tremendous. And I think from what I've heard, he's really enjoying it there, and I hope that that's a situation that that carries on for a few more years.
I'm looking here trying to find his numbers. I guess with the wins and the performances he's had of late, I thought I might, you know, see him on that all-star roster, but I guess I don't know if his numbers are would earn him a spot, and certainly it didn't earn him a spot. But
he would have been a candidate. There's no doubt. I think that they would have had to at least look at him, but there's always going to be somebody just left off when it comes down to all-star selection. That's just that's just baseball, and you take it. I can find AJ's numbers here. He's 9-2 in 13 starts with a 331 earned run average. So remember, 12 of those runs came in one start. And I'll do the math here for you if you give me a moment, because AJ has allowed 18 earned runs total aside from that one disastrous appearance. And I think his ERA right now would be about 250, if not a little bit lower.
That's crazy.
That's really amazing. So
it's like going...
He has won every one of his last eight starts in a row, eight consecutive victories.
So when you par the first eight holes and then you make a quintuple bogey on nine, still looks like a pretty average nine holes, I guess, unfortunately.
Sure does. Those look like all-star numbers to me.
Yeah, well, 9-2. I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah, it's great to see him do that. You know, I mean, here's the thing, and not to knock AJ, but you know, he's always had like one really outstanding year every 3 to 4 seasons, and a couple of times I think it was his free agent year, which was one of the main reasons the Yankees signed him to that big contract. So you know, while he's had trouble being consistent, you know, start to start through his career, I think year to year it's also been, you know, lots of peaks and valleys. Who knows what happens next year?
Yeah. What about Cliff Lee? And we were talking about some of the odd stories this year. And, you know, the Angels, of course, you know, Pujols couldn't hit a home run. They couldn't get anything going. Now they've gotten themselves into the point where they're the leading wild card team right now. Boston, slow start, but they've caught up, and they're within a half game of the wild card. And then the, you know, Philadelphia, 10 games out, last place in the division. Did anybody see this coming?
You know, and maybe not, because everybody expected the Phillies to be able to absorb the injuries that they took early this season, but that's been a little difficult to do. You know, they haven't been able to replace Ryan Howard's production. I think, let's be honest, Chase Utley, to me, has been kind of the heart and soul of that Phillies team for a while now, and he's barely been able to play at all. So it's not the same club. You know, and when Cliff Lee is 0-5, in 13 starts, something's not right with that team. The injuries are just amazing. They have a guy in Carlos Ruiz, a catcher, leading the major leagues in batting average at .356. I mean, so he's kind of trying to carry that team. Hunter Pence doing well, but if you don't have Chase Utley and Ryan Howard in your lineup, and those are the players that team was built around as far as position players, you really can't recover from that.
Phil Austin joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. And Phil, it was, I don't think there's any other way to describe it, a miserable first half for the Travelers, but you guys are very much in the mix here in the second half, and I know you guys are at home for the next few days, including the fourth. So tell us what we got going this week through Wednesday.
Well, the Rough Riders are in town. That's the Texas Rangers affiliate, and they were the first half champions in the South. And, you know, you're right. I mean, the first half was pretty rough for the Travs, but there were some silver linings in the clouds. For one thing, the team played a lot of very, very close games. Over 55 to 60% of our games have been decided by 2 runs or less. So, you know, it's little things that have been the difference. And for the Travelers, they've had a lot of trouble scoring runs and getting the clutch hit and really getting guys, you know, on base. It's been a... It's been a fight for them. You know, the Angels organization is not very deep as far as hitters go, and I think we've noticed that this year. But right now, they're starting to hit the ball a little bit more. Travis Witherspoon is an exciting center fielder, came up from single A. He's a kid with incredible speed, really goes and gets it in center and can steal bases, but he also hits with some power. Already hit 9 home runs this year, and he seems to be pretty exciting. There are still some other players at single A that I expect to get a call up to the Travelers sometime over the next month. And just reading the tea leaves, I expect to see a first base power hitter come up and maybe a couple other guys. But I think the second half will be a little bit better. Our pitching should remain a constant. That's been the strength of the team. And if you get a chance over the next 3 days at Dickey Stevens Park, the Travelers have 3 outstanding pitching prospects going on each game. Today is A.J. Shugel, a right-hander with great stuff. Ariel Pena throws tomorrow. He's going to pitch in the Major League Futures game. And Johnny Helwig, the 6-foot-9-inch right-hander, pitches on Wednesday, and Johnny throws up to 100 miles an hour. And
wow,
he's been maybe the best of them for the last 3 weeks. So these are the guys that probably headline the team as far as talent goes. And I would expect you'll see each one of those 3 pitchers in the major leagues at some point in the next 3 years. course, there's fireworks after tomorrow's game. And by the way, we've gotten the go-ahead on that. If you're worried about not being able to shoot off fireworks because of a burn ban, we will have fireworks after Tuesday night's game. That's a 7-10 ball game. And then Wednesday's fireworks, we kind of just glom on to the downtown fireworks that are shot off in the Main Street Bridge. We also, as I understand, those fireworks have been given a go-ahead, 5:30 first pitch on Wednesday. And so Tuesday and Wednesday, if you like seeing things exploding in the sky above a baseball park, Dickey Stevens is your place.
Hopefully some slam-a-ram-a-roos will be called too, Phil.
Yeah, only for the travelers, though. You know,
yes.
Here's an indication of how poorly the team has hit this year. I believe tonight is the 79th game. We have yet to hit a three-run homer or a grand slam.
Well, there's been a fireworks ban for a while. They're just trying to keep with that theme, I guess.
Yes. It would fit the bill. It would fit the bill. In that
Yeah, when you were talking, I was kind of joking. It's like, it sounds like you're describing the Razorbacks team for most of the year. But it's good to see that some of the pitchers have done well. And coming out on the 4th of July at 5:30 might be kind of fun to – I mean, it's not very often you get to see a guy throw 100 miles an hour, and certainly you don't see a lot of 6'9 guys on the mound either. So
no,
cool.
He's Johnny Helweg is—he's dirty to use a baseball term. Dirty as it gets,
but in a good way.
Yes.
So are you getting? Yes. Are you getting any sleep?
I'm. Yeah, Gabriel. He's a great baby. Man, I mean, he sleeps 6 to 6.5 hours sometimes.
Jeez. More than I get.
So that's incredible.
That is. I don't like you. I hear that from parents and it irritates me. I don't think my kid
didn't
sleep.
Not to brag about it too much, you know. I mean,
yeah, you don't want to jinx it.
No. So we're gonna you know, take the good as it comes and not gloat too much.
Well, as Crash Davis once said, you never f with a streak. So don't mess with it, buddy. Just keep it rolling.
That's very well said, Rayan. That's a nice name.
That is a nice name. You know, if you think that your kid's sleeping because you're wearing women's underwear because you're not wearing women's underwear, then he is . And you got to go with that.
Well, guess why he is sleeping.
Why is that?
Rose goes in the front, buddy.
That's exactly right. I saw that over the weekend. Jogged my memory. one of the greats for sure. Kevin,
absolutely.
That was the last time Kevin Costner made a decent movie, actually, sadly.
Well, it wasn't The Postman, that's for sure.
No, Waterworld. Luckily, he was wise enough.
The Love of the Game. I don't know how you feel about The Love of the Game.
I did not like that movie.
No, and for me to not like a baseball movie that has Kelly Preston in it, I mean, that takes something.
I agree.
Tin Cup.
Tin Cup was good.
Tin Cup.
Tin Cup was pretty good.
It was all right.
Tin Cup was good. I liked it.
There were some moments. Yeah. There were moments in Tin Cup that were good.
It's Bull Durham on a golf course. I liked it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good Cheech Marin moments, too.
That's true. We need more of those in this world. Well, good luck with your sleeping streak, and hopefully the Travs keep it rolling. Enjoy your Independence Day, Phil, and we always love having you in, man.
I appreciate it, Justin. Don't be a stranger. Let me come in and see that face here.
Well, it looks it's as ugly as it used to be. Are you guys in town at all next week, or are you on the road the whole time?
We'll be on the road Thursday through Tuesday, and then we get back for an off day Wednesday. So
let's get you in here next week for sure. Pat's gone all next week too, so it's open mic night at the Buzz Club. So come get you some.
Well, if you let Chris Kane on, you'll let me on, right?
Oh, no doubt.
It's free cover too.
That's it.
No charge.
Look, he's like David Basil. He's all look and no talk, but it's all good.
Oh, man.
Man, I appreciate it. Thanks, Phil. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.